This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain's medicine regulator has advised people with a history of significant allergic reactions do not get Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine after two people reported adverse effects, England's National Health Service said Wednesday. Two people with a history of significant allergic reactions responded adversely in the UK yesterday. Both are recovering well, according to the National Medical Director for the NHS, who said, quote, as is common with new vaccines, the MHRA have advised on a precautionary basis that people with a significant history of allergic reactions do not receive this vaccination. Health Canada approved the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech Wednesday, clearing the way for shots to be delivered and administered across the country, AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Health Canada posted on its website that the vaccine made by US drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech is authorized. Health Canada said in a statement, Canadians can feel confident that the review process was rigorous and that they have strong monitoring systems in place. Canada is set to receive nearly 250,000 doses this month and 4 million doses of the vaccine by March. The department said the vaccine is for use in people 16 years of age or older, but noted Pfizer-BioNTech are running further clinical trials on children of all age groups, and that could change. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The Russian space agency said Wednesday it planned to offer the Sputnik coronavirus vaccine to cosmonauts, but insisted the vaccination would be done on a voluntary basis. Last week, Russia launched its mass vaccination program using Sputnik V, which has been named after a Soviet-era satellite. Developers say it's 95% effective based on interim trial results. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has arrived in Brussels for dinner with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in a last-ditch attempt to avoid a tumultuous Brexit without a trade deal in 3 weeks' time. With growing fears of a chaotic no-deal finale to the five-year Brexit crisis when the United Kingdom finally leaves the EU's orbit December 31st, the dinner is being cast as a chance to unlock the stalled trade talks. Failure to secure a deal would snarl borders, shock financial markets, and sow chaos through supply chains across Europe and beyond as the world faces the vast economic cost of the COVID-19 pandemic. Poland and Hungary have provisionally accepted a European Union budget proposal from the bloc's German presidency and are now awaiting further approval from the Netherlands and other skeptical member states, a Polish official said Wednesday. Poland and Hungary have been blocking the $2.18 trillion 2021 to 2027 EU budget and coronavirus recovery fund because their nationalist governments oppose a clause linking the release of funds to rule of law standards. The issue is to be discussed Thursday at an EU summit. U.S. President Donald Trump says his campaign will join an improbable case before the Supreme Court challenging election results in Pennsylvania and other states where he lost. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
This is the big one. That's what President Trump says in a tweet, referring to a lawsuit filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. The Republican demands the 62 electoral college votes in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin be invalidated, repeating a litany of false, disproven, and unsupported allegations about mail-in ballots and voting in the four states. Legal experts dismiss Paxton's filing as the latest and perhaps longest legal shot since Election Day, and officials in the four states are sharply critical. Yesterday, the Supreme Court rejected a bid to reverse Pennsylvania's certification of Joe Biden's victory. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Ghana's president, Nana Akufo-Addo, has won a second term after a tightly contested presidential election. The country's Electoral Commission announced Wednesday, beating longtime opponent John Mahama. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan arrived in Azerbaijan Wednesday to join nationwide celebrations marking his close allies' victory against Armenia in their conflict for control of disputed territory. The Turkish leader's visit to Azerbaijan was an opportunity to celebrate together the, quote, glorious victory, end quote, against Armenia for control of the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.